This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're honored to have on line number one, he is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, kind enough to join us periodically on this program, and that is Preston Bryant. So, Mr. Bryant, we really appreciate the time, as always, and thanks for being a part of the program.
I am always happy to be with you.
Hey, great. Well, hey, I wanted to, couple of things. Coy was dealing with this a little bit on Monday, and he wanted me, I always follow orders. He wanted me to ask you about this. But could you just give folks just a little bit of background on, you are the chair of the FMFADA, which is the Fort Monroe Federal Area Development Authority. And can you just give folks a little bit of background who may not be as familiar with it? There's a base in Hampton Roads. What that involves, and I guess the Commonwealth has a plan for the land when the armed forces have the base closed.
Right. The Fort Monroe is in the pretty much in the city of Hampton, and the Army has been there for a couple hundred years.
Mm-hmm.
This is very strategic property. If you're going down to Hampton Roads and just before you get to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel, if you look off to your left, there's that spit of land where the old Chamberlain Hotel is. Well, there's a fort there, an Army fort, and it's been there for a couple hundred years. A very young second lieutenant, Robert E. Lee, was one of the construction engineers during its last days of being built, last couple years of it being built. Robert E. Lee's daughter was born there, for example. When Jefferson Davis was captured during the Civil War, President Davis, he spent 2 years in prison there. So it's got a lot of history to it.
Right.
Anyway, the Army, during the BRAC process, where the Army has, the Department of Defense has gone through and said, we're going to close this base, we're going to close that base, we're going to consolidate and streamline these bases, all of that, this fort got wrapped up in that. And the Army is scheduled to leave, to abandon Fort Monroe by 2011, just a handful of years, at which time it will revert mostly to the Commonwealth. There are about a little less than 600 acres there. It will revert to the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we have been charged to develop a reuse plan. What are we going to do with this nearly 600 acres of beautiful land, waterfront property right on the Chesapeake Bay, economically strategic for the city of Hampton? What are we going to do with it? So the state is working very closely in partnership with the city of Hampton to come up with a good reuse plan, and we're working with a lot of other stakeholders as well.
All right, Preston Bryant, Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, kind enough to join us here on the program at 4:23. Hey, before we leave this topic, I wanted to share with you some comments. We talked about this on Monday with Coy Barefoot, and one of the citizens, I guess from the Hampton Roads area, was just curious as to what the Commonwealth's plan was for the land potentially and what some other people are interested in. So take a listen here.
You're saying something different.
I'm not sure, Coy. The problem is that we don't exactly know what the governor's vision. We're talking about Governor Kane here. Secretary Bryant was right when he said this is going to be part of the definition of Governor Kane's legacy when he leaves office. And we don't know for sure, but we do know several things. One of them is that I'd like to talk, if I may, about the national park option. Secretary Bryant didn't mention the national park option, which by Virginia law is being studied in Washington. He didn't even mention it.
So, Secretary Bryant, kind of, you know, a lot of folks have raised questions or whatever, but can you just kind of give us an idea before we move on from this topic, what the governor is thinking about doing with that land, or are you guys still in the process of evaluating that?
Well, that's just it. We're still in the process of evaluating it. The governor has stated certain principles that Steve Corneliuson and many others know very well. One is he wants to conserve as much of the land as possible, recognizing that housing and some commercial development will be a part of it. Second, he wants us to respect the history of the place, knowing that it's rich in history. And third, public access is very important to him. This property has been under public ownership by taxpayers for almost four centuries, and so it needs to stay and have great public access. And then last, it's got to be, whatever we do with the reuse plan, it has to be economically sustainable. Nobody wants to create a monster that we can't pay for.
Right.
That's not in anybody's best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mr. Corneliuson is correct that it is part of state law that we have to consider some association with the National Park Service for this project on some level, and that's what this evaluation is part of. And so I'm not. We are considering that.
All right, 4:25. Let's move. Let's call it the lightning round.
Okay.
Lots of other stuff to get to with Preston Bryant, Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, kind enough to join us here on Charlottesville right now. So the governor was on the road. Did he take all you guys with him to down to the Roanoke area?
Well, he did just this week. What he does four times a year is he has what he calls Cabinet Community Days. Where he goes on the road and he takes the busload of his cabinet with him, and we go to a different region of the state. Every year we will visit four different regions of the state, and by the time the 4 years are up, we will have gone to every region of the state twice. I guess they split it up into eight regions.
So yesterday,
we were down in the Roanoke Valley. We went to Franklin County to a workforce development center. We started the morning in the city of Roanoke. At a very neat place called the Dumas Center, downtown Roanoke, which is a building that's been renovated and has lots of nonprofit organizations, mostly artistic and cultural. And at Charlottesville has similar structures. We went to a local vineyard, Valhalla Vineyards, to see how Virginia has about 120, 125 vineyards and wineries now, all of doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia's number five in the country in terms of wine production, behind California, Washington, Oregon, New York. So we're in good company. And so it's a way to take the cabinet out to let us better understand the issues, the challenges, the strengths of a particular region, and let those policymakers and decision makers and civic leaders meet the cabinet. And so they know who to call. We can have good dialogue about their issues. It's all been very good. We've been to the Eastern Shore. We've been to Northern Virginia.
When you come in here?
We've been to Southampton Roads. I don't know what the schedule is. this was our seventh or eighth one. Seventh, I think.
Yeah.
That we've done. They're great. We learn a great deal. And
all right.
We did a lot with land conservation yesterday. We ended the day at Hollins University, which just worked with their neighbors to put a nearly 250-acre conservation easement on Tinker Mountain, which is right there at Hollins, so that it'll never be developed, and Hollins will always be able, and everybody else in the Roanoke Valley will always be able to look up at Tinker Mountain and see it in its undeveloped state.
I think it's a great thing. We're talking with Preston Bryant, Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Always appreciate his time. And Preston, before we let you go, I want to talk a little bit about the energy plan for the state of Virginia from the governor. Is that going to be unveiled soon?
Well, we hope so. The 2006 legislature charged the administration with coming up with the so-called Virginia Energy Plan, where we look at all of our strengths, all of our supply demands, our ability to from in-state generation to meet those demands. We're looking at conservation. The whole American public has a much greater dialogue these days. Public dialogue, public debate over energy, everything from climate change to electricity generation to increasing biofuels and ethanol use. Well, we're coming up with, and we've had stakeholder meetings, we've had public meetings, six or eight public meetings around Virginia, and we have come up with the Virginia Energy Plan, which is going to be very thick, lots of reading. For policy walks, but we hope to release that in a couple of weeks. The governor is still very much involved in its development, and we're getting close to completion.
Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, kind enough to join us this afternoon. And Preston, as we let you go, and we thank you for your time, how can folks get in touch with your office if they have any questions about any of the things that we've talked about today and things pertaining to our natural resources and the environment?
Sure. We are obviously very web-oriented, and anybody can go to naturalresources.virginia, spelled out, .gov, mm-hmm. naturalresources.virginia.gov. And you can see all of our contact information and how you can send us emails and call us, and we'll be happy to respond in any way that we can. That website also has a lot of our major initiatives right now, all mm-hmm. of which invite public comment as well.
Sounds fantastic. Well, sir, thank you very much for your service to the Commonwealth, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
I always enjoy being with you.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Preston Bryant.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.